Welcome to the DDT Archives Indie Lounge. We have a special treat for you today. I am Greg, without my tag team partner in podcasting, Chris. We wish him well. He couldn't be here tonight, but with me tonight are three very special guests. Yes, I said that, three. On the bottom part of my screen, our friend, the owner of Synergy Pro Wrestling, Colin West. Colin, how are you, sir?
I'm 66 2/3% good. How are you?
I'm swell, thank you. On my top left corner is the Synergy Wrestling champion, the man, Brandon Kirk. How are you?
Oh, me. Hi. Hello. Hello, Greg with two G's.
Yes, I am. The third G is for awesome. And on my top right corner is his challenger for the Synergy Pro Wrestling Championship coming up this Friday on Synergy Wrestling Black Friday is Eric Corvus. How are you, sir?
What's going on, man? I promise to do my best not to make this interaction too awkward.
No, I think we're going to be all right tonight. You know, we're a couple of days removed from the little blow up we had. We may get into that a little bit, but this is a safe place where I'm going to be neutral ground. Clearer heads will prevail. We're going to talk about your match coming up in a couple of days, and we're going to have a little fun tonight before you guys try to kill each other on Friday. So, Colin, let me start with you. In terms of emotionally charged matchups in the history of pro wrestling, where does this one rank for you?
In the history of pro wrestling?
In the history of Synergy Wrestling?
No, pro wrestling, it's still top three.
Yeah, it's still top three. Why is that?
I mean, I feel like it's not a stretch to say that this is one of the three most emotionally charged matches in pro wrestling history. For me, anyway. And that's what matters. But no, I mean, in terms of things that have really gotten to this level, there tends to be about one or two a year, maybe, if you catch lightning in a bottle. Frightmare Drake Chambers, year one. I think where we got with TJ Crawford and Alex Ryman last year and this year, you know, this is the one that if I'm just looking at it as a promoter, nobody saw the heat on this coming except for maybe the three of us, because nobody really understands the shared history that the three of us have quite like those who have been here. And nobody really has had a front row seat to the kind of bubbling animosity that Kirk and Corvus have for one another more than I have. When I haven't been booking it, I've been on commentary for it. You know, this has been going back for a while. And I think the thing that's weird about it, and I don't want to speak for either one of these gentlemen, is it's all rooted in respect. And then the hatred comes out of the respect. And please correct me if I'm wrong. I know Kirk will very clearly correct me when I'm wrong, but I think that's what's unique about this, is that deep down these two don't disrespect each other. They just resent each other a lot.
Why is that, you think, Brandon?
Believe it or not, I'm not going to disagree with you, Colin.
Oh my God,
this may be a first.
Wow.
There is a first.
I gotta write down the date.
I don't disagree with you, because I do have the utmost level of respect for Eric. I don't know. I feel like this is personal in a way, but not so much for me. I feel like it's more personal for him. Because if you go back and watch that video, only one of us is crying. And Eric is a very emotional guy. I've known Eric for a very long time. But, like, you kind of figure this from him. Like, you kind of figure that this is going to come out of him, because he's always been this way. And, you know, I just don't understand why he's so hell-bent on making me the type of champion that he thinks that I should be. Like, he's just making this about himself when this is, it's not. I don't understand why he cares so much about the way that I present myself and the way that I present myself as a champion. I just don't understand it. I feel like it's more emotional on his end than it is mine.
I mean, I'm never going to lie about the fact that I'm an emotional person. That is,
yeah, we know that.
Anybody who has known me knows that I'm an emotional person, but you don't get to be that way unless you truly care about something. And I'll agree with Colin too, that there is a level of respect between Kirk and myself. The animosity that we continuously end up having, like we'll move away from each other, but then we'll always get back with one another, is because we know that hatred, man, that brings results. Look at the triple threat match between Kirk, myself, and McIntosh. Like that was, you could feel it. It was palpable. You could taste it. And from that moment, I knew that we were going to end up back here. Even though that you pinned me and became number one contender and ultimately won the title, I still made it to this point. You didn't think I was going to be able to. You straight up said that to my face. You don't think that I'm good enough. And there's a lot of people that agree with you. I could say that Colin doesn't think that I'm good enough. Like I said on the sit down, sometimes I don't think that I'm good enough. But you're a champion of the company. And this wouldn't be just Synergy. This would be any professional wrestling company that I work for. Like, if you're going to be a champion and you're going to be at the top and you're going to be one of the aces of the company, then you have a responsibility to that company. You have a responsibility to promote that company, to film promos for that company, to hold yourself to a higher standard because you're a champion. And any time that I've ever seen you in a champion's position, there's no pride in being the champion for the company. There's pride in you getting to show everybody that you're better than them. But it has nothing to do with the companies you work for. It just has to do with selfish pride. And that eats at me as somebody who does cry over wrestling sometimes.
And that's in that I'm going to – Eric – I'm going to disagree with you because you say that I don't think that you're good enough, and that could not be farther from the truth, because you are. You absolutely are. And that's your problem, because you let your emotions get ahead of you. And that's why you'll never be able to be Synergy champion. That's why you'll never be able to get to the top, because of that. You're a fantastic wrestler. I've known you for almost 10 years now. You're one of the best that I've ever seen. But you're just too emotional to get to where I am. I can get to where I was because I was emotional, because I cared about what other people were doing. I cared about what I was doing. I cared about me. And that's why I am where I am. Tell me if I'm wrong.
You're not. We're two completely different human beings, and we're going to have two completely different perspectives, and that is why you and I will always go back to butting heads, because I don't think my emotion when it comes to professional wrestling is a deterrent. I don't think it's a negative thing. I think if I didn't have the emotion that I have, I wouldn't have been guided to this point. Maybe you should let a little emotion sneak into your goddamn soul every now and again and really soak in what you are. And what you are is the Synergy Pro Wrestling Champion.
If that were true, if that had any element of truth to it, you'd be champion right now, not me. Let that sink in for a second.
Colin?
Oh, I was waiting on you. It's nice to not be moderating this for once. I will say this, Eric, from my perspective, and I've wanted to really clarify this since we walked away from that conversation. If I didn't think that you were capable of being Synergy champion, you wouldn't work here. I'm lucky enough that thanks to the hard work of everyone on this roster, Brandon, you included, we have a company that people want to work for now. It has gone from me saying, will you give this promotion a shot, to people lining up for a shot to work here. So I now have the kind of blessing to pick and choose who I'd really like to have here. And Eric, if I didn't think that you were able to go on a main event level, you wouldn't be here. Friends or not, you wouldn't. You'd be still on commentary. You know, that would have been the lane that I would have asked you to fill. And I know as your friend, you probably would have said yes to me for it. You wouldn't have loved it, but I thought that you had at least one more run left in you. And I didn't give you this when you earned this one. That's just how it is. Somebody in the driver's seat like Kirk might scoff at this, but everybody on this roster, from U2 to KTB to Jordan Oliver to Francis Kip Stevens and Joey Silver, if I didn't think that they had the ability to hold the championship here, they wouldn't be here. That being said, I knew this match would come around, whether you got this while Kirk was champion or not, because you're both right. You both circle back to each other. You always have. You always will. I mean,
the only reason that that's happening again is because you gave him another shot at the title. He lost the first time, and I won. I went on to beat Primera, become Synergy champion, and then you gave Eric another chance to be number
one. He had to beat three guys to get it. It's not like I just gave him a waltz in the park.
That's debatable.
Well, keep in mind, after I lost to you, I have defeated Anthony Gangone, MV Young, and Deshaun Pratt in a four-way, right? I have gone one-on-one with Deshaun Pratt, and in that four-way, I defeated Frightmare, Deshaun Pratt, and The Whisper to get back here. Colin didn't hand me a goddamn thing. I earned that. I earned this opportunity. I had victories to prove it.
It's a weird night. It's a really weird night. I'm feeling very giving, and I think it's because we just have all emotionally drained the tank based on what you saw last week. Mm-hmm. I just finished recording a podcast with the Queen of NE, who was really cool to come out of retirement and talk about this card, because she's excited about this card. And she made me tell her, which I thought was an interesting thing, because obviously I have a very good relationship with Eric Corvus, and she asked me what I admired best about Kirk, which was a very awkward question for me to answer. And I answered it. And I said that the thing about Kirk that you have to admire is that he's the kind of champ where I didn't want him to be champion. I didn't. Not at all. I even went out of my way and I shot my shot to try to keep him from it, and I still failed. And then he's good enough to not lose it on his own. That's the thing. Usually a guy like Kirk wins the championship and you just wait for him to shoot himself in the foot, or you just wait for him to be a chicken shit heel and you know, bend when the going gets tough. But man, it's just, I mean, Eric, and this is no disrespect to a past champion, but I mean, this is probably the most impressive championship run that we've had here. And it's going to be a task, dude. It's going to be a task. I don't mind saying it. I just need you to believe that you are up to it. Otherwise, there's no point in doing this.
So
I believe you can do it.
So, Eric, let me ask you this then. Being in this situation and thinking that nobody thinks you were good enough, and you have almost 20 years in this business, right? You've been around a long time. Do you feel like you have this sense of urgency that this is going to be one of your last opportunities, or do you feel like you're just getting revved up again, or what's going through your head right now?
Listen, man, I don't think that I'm coming to the finish line of my career anytime soon. But the older you get, the more few and far between opportunities like this are. I've been able to give myself a little bit more confidence because I am picking up these victories and I am earning these opportunities. But it's getting it done in those matches that is sometimes the issue, which Kirk brought up in our last sit down. I get to that point and sometimes I just can't get it done. And like to circle around back to what Colin said about how he does have faith in me and all of this other stuff, man, like, he could say that all he wants, and we could talk about our friendship and blah, 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 but, like, I just watched I just read a write-up of our show, and the only place that me and Kirk's names were mentioned was that the number one contender between Jordan Oliver and Ace Austin would get a shot at the winner of Eric Corvis and Kirk. Every other match on the entire show got a nice little paragraph written. And that's, like, kind of the story of my career, is, like, I have these struggles where I don't feel like I'm good enough, and then I get people that matter to me that shovel stuff onto it, and it adds to it. Like, he could tell me that he has faith in me, and or I wouldn't be in this position. But at the end of the day, I'm not one of the number one faces on the graphics that are released. I'm not one of the guys that gets promoted more than anybody else, nor should I be, because I haven't earned that yet. And that's what Friday is. It's an opportunity to earn respect and earn admiration from the people that I don't feel have given it to me, to feel self-fulfilled for myself as well, that coming back to wrestling wasn't a bad idea, that it wasn't a mistake. I only got into a little bit when we had that sit down where I said that Kirk is one of the reasons I came back to wrestling. And that's 100% true. And this also circles back to why this run is so emotional for me. I sat at a commentary booth with Colin West, and Brandon Kirk asked me at the beginning of that season, please come out of retirement. I want to wrestle you. He wanted to wrestle me. I'd been gone for 2 years at that point, and he wanted to wrestle me. I told him no. He said, I'll make you wrestle me. And then each and every show, he would throw these little things at me to get under my skin and piss me off. And then he put his hand on Colin. And then I came out of retirement, and I wrestled Kirk. And then my father passed away. And my father made me promise to go back to wrestling full time, because the Kirk thing might have just been a one-off. But wrestling him and that feeling that I got being in the ring with him made me realize that I could do it again. And my dad wanting me to come back only solidified that. And it's almost full circle that we come to Black Friday and I get a championship opportunity against Brandon Kirk. And yes, I'm emotional about it, because it's almost serendipitous that we end up in this position. And I just want him to see that. And I want him to feel something about getting back to this point as a freaking champion. I just want you to care about this match. I want you to care about sharing the ring with me. I want you to care that there's a chance that I take that goddamn title from you. Because there is a chance, Kurt, regardless of what you or anyone else thinks. Because it's pro wrestling, and there's always a chance.
Hey, Greg, how about we move on to the next question?
Oof. You're just going to let that one hang out there. Okay.
All right.
Okay, champ.
Fair enough. Fair enough. So I guess my next question then to you, Brandon, is, since it's being called into question, what does being the Synergy champion mean to you, if anything?
To me, it's just a prop. It's a prop that I won out of spite. And there's nothing about that that's going to change my mind in terms of the way I feel about that. I never asked to be the face of Synergy Wrestling. I never asked to be the poster boy. I never asked to be the guy promoted. I did my own thing from day one, despite Colin trying to screw me from day one. I did my own thing. I won this championship. And it's a prop that just happened. Happens to be something that is very important to Colin and his company, and also very important to Eric. But to me, it's a prop. And that's all it is. And it's a prop that happens to me in my possession that I know infuriates Colin. I could see him in this video right now. His blood is boiling because I'm just downplaying his championship. I could see Eric. Eric's getting ready to cry. And just the minimal amount of care that I have is what I know pisses them both off the most.
Yeah, I think you're reading my face wrong. I think you're reading my face wrong because I've come around on this lately. And I know Eric blames himself for only getting a one sentence write up in this Black Friday preview. But I think it's your fault, Bren.
Why is that?
Because you've downplayed this championship enough to the point where you've downplayed yourself as the champion.
I disagree.
You're second fiddle to your wife, homie. And I'm not saying that to dig on your wife. I mean, listen, if you had the opportunity to spite me even further by making this championship more relevant and prestigious because it's around your waist.
Oh, I'm not downplaying this championship. I'm downplaying the championship to me. Mm-hmm. This is how I feel about it. I know how important it is to you and to Eric and to everybody else. Oh, I know. Trust me, I know. Mm-hmm. But to me,
mm-hmm.
to me, it's all it is.
Does that make you want to hang on to it that much more just to piss them
yeah,
off?
Yeah, absolutely. 100%.
Karen by not Karen. Flawed logic. I think it means so much more to Brandon than he plays it off. Because if it didn't mean anything to him, he would have. You got knocked out for shoot against Tony Deppen, and you crawled back and beat him. This is a man who's going to be on Final Battle in ROH very soon, and you recovered from an early match, actual legitimate knockout, to beat him in the center of the ring clean. If this was a prop to you, you would have rolled over and let some outside dude take my title.
See, I don't even think it's that. I think, like, what pisses me and Colin off the most, and you just fed perfectly into it, is, okay, so you have won this championship and defended this championship to spite Colin. How much effort, how much dedication that you have put into this championship just to spite Colin. Now imagine if that effort was put forth to actually just be a champion and prove that you're the best. Because here's the thing, is now every fucking time I watch you wrestle, every win that you ever have from here on out in Synergy Wrestling will have an asterisk next to it, because you made whatever victory and you defeated whoever for Colin. You did it for him. Your wins have been for him, to spite him. So cool. Keep doing it. Bro, Colin is living in your head rent free. And Friday, I'm a victim, and you're only going to have me stuck in your head from now on. Think about you and your own damn career instead of thinking of other people. That's your problem.
Okay. So I'll ask Eric the same question. What does that Synergy Championship mean to you?
Well, it sure is hell not just a goddamn prop. It's vindicating my almost 20-year career. Being able to become the face of a company that doesn't go out of business. Being able to be the face of a company that gets over 1,000 unique views on IWTV on Friday, because that's what I want to see. Because Synergy Wrestling is doing things right now. And I want to be in the locomotion, man. I want to be right up with the captain of this fucking train because it's going places. And why wouldn't you want to be the champion of a company like that, especially when you're a day one guy, when you're a ground up guy, and by doing what you're doing, you're helping one of your best friends also be successful. There's so much positivity that comes along with that. So many things that Kurt could be experiencing right now, but he's choosing not to. And that's what eats me up, because he's one of the best. Kurt, mm-hmm. you were one of the best. So I'm not taking Friday lightly. I know you're going to come to beat the shit out of me, and I expect nothing less. I just want you to feel something.
So, Colin, let me ask you I'll ask you a question now, because obviously, you know, it's your company, it's your championship. How are you thinking that this match is going to affect the company moving into 2021? Like, how much is riding on this single match on Friday?
I'm going to answer this in two ways. As a promoter, I can't lose. As a promoter, I can't lose. I have a guy that I consider a top flight guy walking out of this show, Synergy champion, to take on either Ace Austin or Jordan Oliver, like Eric said in that write-up. I'm good. My main event is good. My title picture is good, no matter who wins this match and no matter who's on the horizon. You give me Brandon Kirk, Ace Austin, give me Eric Orbs, Jordan Oliver, or anything in between, I will put that in the middle of a poster, and as a promoter, I will be proud as hell of it. As a human, this match means everything. Means everything. Because, and I'm not saying that, oh, I hate Brandon and I love Eric. It's not that. That's a simple-minded answer. It is about the paradigm of the company. It is about the waters that this ship sails on. Do I have basically dark, choppy water to sail on? Do I have a champion who... I don't know what he's going to do. I don't know what he's going to do Friday. Do you think it hasn't crossed my mind that Brandon shows up to my biggest show of the year on Black Friday, the bell rings, he kicks Eric in the dick, the 3-second DQ, and he walks out and he ruins my title match? Like, don't, and Brandon's making that face. I know he's already thought of it. I know he has. And that's the thing about it. Whereas I know that Eric is going to be, whether he's got the title around his waist or not, he's going to give me a banger every show, win or lose, because he cares. So as a human being, which guy would I rather have a championship on? But I don't get to decide that. I just get to ink the match and then sit back and see where this thing goes. I think that ultimately the only reason that Brandon wouldn't do that to my company on Black Friday is because it's Corvus. Because I don't think that, like, if it was another dude, if he was in there with another guy, I could very easily see Kirk just deciding halfway through that he couldn't be bothered, kicking the dick, ding, 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 walk out, live to fight another day. But I think that beating Eric twice in a year means something to him. Even if my title doesn't, I really think, because the win-loss is very skewed in one direction, and it's Eric's. I mean, granted, Kirk's having the better year, for sure. No disrespect to Eric. Kirk is undefeated here this year. It's just paper, bro. But historically, this thing is kind of yours. So I think that there's a bit of Kirk that even if he doesn't give a crap about me or my title, he gives a hell of a damn about beating Eric twice in 6 months.
Brandon?
You really believe that?
Yeah, because you're a mark for yourself.
Oh, I'm a mark for myself.
You're an absolute mark for yourself.
Really? How's that?
Oh, no. There's only one of us in this chat who every time he has a decent match at any show in America, he goes on Twitter to say, just pour it up with at so-and-so, because no fan's going to do it for him.
Funny.
So you That's need good. This. Good. You need this, dude. You need this because it's killing you in your guts right now that people are talking about Ace and Jordan, and people are talking about TJ and Casey, and people are talking about Ellis and Charles Mason, and you're the man, and they're not talking about you and Corvus. And I know real bad in your gut that all you want to do is have the banger of the night and then go on Twitter and hope to God somebody likes you spowing for yourself.
This is the problem that we run into. Because here's the thing. Kirk's talking about how the title's just the prop, right? And how he's doing it all out of spite, right? But the more that he shows that he doesn't care, the more that is reflective in each and every synergy card that comes out. Kirk, if you gave one iota of a shit about synergy, we would be the main event of this show. But because you have proven time and time again that you don't care about being here and that everything is just a prop and everything is out of spite, why is the man that signs your paychecks going to put you at the end of the show? You're doing this to yourself. This championship deserves to be on somebody who cares about the championship, not about the man who signs the paycheck. We should be the main event. People should be talking more about this match. Ellis and Charles have gotten two hype videos that are dope as hell about their match because of how much people care about them. Everybody's talking about TJ Crawford and Casey, especially for the crowd, especially as the main event. People are talking about McIntosh and Kay because one of these dudes might be out of the company. You got all these people, all this chit chatter, and ain't nobody talking about what the hell you're doing. And that's because if you don't care, why should anybody else? I'm going to make people care about this championship. And hell, at the end of the day, I hope that I make you care about this championship, win or lose.
You know, Eric, maybe, just maybe, maybe everything that you said is right. Maybe you're right. Maybe I do care about this championship. Maybe I do care about Synergy. Maybe I do care about you. Maybe I care about Colin. Maybe I do. But I think you not knowing if that's true or not is what bothers you the most. Because you could be right. I could covet this championship more than anything. I could want people to talk about me. I could want to be the face of this company. I could want to be the poster boy. Then again, maybe I don't. I think that's what bothers you the most. Because you think that I care. And maybe I do. Maybe I don't. And that's why I'm going to beat you on Friday. Because all of this emotion is just bottling up inside of this anger towards me. Because you just want me to care so much. And I don't think you really know if I do or I don't. And that's really what bothers you, isn't it?
Kirk, you could talk about caring or not caring. At this point in the game, a few days removed from Black Friday, I don't give a shit anymore, man. I don't give a shit whether you care or you don't care. Because the one thing that I can go all in on, man, is that if I beat you, you will care. And that will eat you up for the rest of your life. I'm going into Friday to beat you for myself. Not for Colin. Not to spite somebody else. I'm going into Friday to win for me. For the people that believed in me. And when you're laying on the ground after I put you down, think about where that spite got you. Think about what wrestling for somebody else got you. Because for me, it got me and will get me. The Synergy Pro Wrestling Championship, whether you care or not.
Well, you know, I'll tell you one thing, and I know you already know this. I know you know this. You will have to pry that championship off of my dead body. That's it.
I know. I know I will. And that might be what makes it the most fun.
Yeah, sure it will.
Well, you know, in the podcasting world, we always say, we kind of, Chris and I always joke around that we know where the stopping point is. And I think those two statements by you gentlemen is a perfect way. I think we can wrap this up. So,
you know, Greg, aren't you glad that this didn't happen in your living room and that we weren't all together right now? Because I feel like this could have gone a lot worse than it actually did.
I'm going to say this right now, and this is not the promoter in me. This is the genuine article. For those of you out there who are sleeping on this, I have no. The tickets are sold. People are going to watch this show for whatever match they're going to watch this show for. So this is not about making a buck for me. I don't care what Brandon Kirk thinks of me. I don't care if Eric Corbis thinks that I need to say this or not. This is just coming from me. If you were sleeping on this match, if you were sleeping on the caliber of wrestling that you're going to get out of these two men, if for whatever reason you thought or felt like there was something on this show that was going to take any shine off of the Synergy Pro Wrestling Championship, take this as you will. These two men are here, and I could have made other decisions in my life. I could have very easily screwed Brandon Kirk out of that championship by now. I could have put Eric Corbis in a position to not be number one contender. This match is the championship match for a reason. And if you were sleeping on it before Friday, you won't be after Friday. Because I know what these two men can do, and I know what they're willing to do.
We can't wait.
Don't be surprised. Yeah, don't be surprised if this is the one that you're talking about at the end of the night. Do not be surprised, because I sure as hell won't.
Well, gentlemen, I just want to thank all three of you for your time tonight. I know you are three guys with a tremendous amount of history and a lot of emotions running high over the last few weeks and years, frankly. And it all gets to us on Friday. So I can't thank you guys enough for taking the time out and hanging out here and letting it all out ahead of your match. So why don't we go around the horn, plug your social medias, anything you want to say, final thoughts as we end the night here. Eric, we'll start with you.
Super easy to find, man. I'm at Eric Corbis on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And you'll know it's me when you're following me, because I'll be putting over this show all week.
Always the subtle jabs.
You
always. I'm the real _ Kirk on Twitter, the real _ Kirk, Brandon Kirk on Instagram. And I will also be putting over the show. Maybe. I don't know. See if I feel like it.
Yeah. And if he doesn't, you can follow Casey Lynn Kirk _ on Instagram. She'll be putting the show over.
Follow my wife. I'm not gonna disagree with that.
There you go. And look, I'm gonna make things really easy. SynergyWrestling.com, SynergyWrestling.com. wrestling.com. You can find the Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, links to tickets, and links to independentwrestling.tv for this live stream on Black Friday. If you don't have an IWTV subscription, use the name of our company on checkout, Synergy, and you get 5 days. You can watch the show for free. Can't really beat it.
Excellent. And you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at DDT Archives. You can follow my co-host Chris on Twitter at Capo, C-A-P-O _DDT. Once again, thank you so much, guys, for your time tonight. We're looking forward to Friday, and I cannot wait to watch this show on IWTV. You know what? I know it's a little hard, but happy Thanksgiving to you all as well. And we'll see you next time, everybody.